I mean, things are going to get in the way. Nobody's journey is smooth. There's a song that Billy Joel wrote, and it's called Vienna. And I think that's a really nice song. It kind of talks about trying to be everything you want to be before your time, and just give yourself the grace to fail and need to take, you know, take a little bit of time to get there. It doesn't need to happen today.
Hello there. Welcome to Ignite Your Passion with me, Bonnie Lang. Have you ever wondered what it's like living on a cruise ship and traveling the world? Meet Ray Palusik. He's a cruise ship musician and he does just that.
Good morning. It is so wonderful to meet you, Ray. How are you?
I am really well. How are you?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, I always love to start the podcast out by finding out where you're from, where you're living, and interestingly enough, where you're at right now.
There's three different places, actually. So I am from a little town called Holland, Texas. I live on a cruise ship that goes all over the Caribbean right now and just many other places. And right now I am in the Caribbean island of Curaçao in a hotel doing this interview with you.
Oh my God, that's so incredible. I love it. I love it. So you're chasing your dreams and you're getting to see the world doing it as well.
Oh yeah, that's the biggest perk for sure.
Tell us what ignited your passion as a musician.
Well, my dad was a huge inspiration. He's a steel guitar player, so musical family. But what really ignited it was the piano itself. Before I really knew anything about the piano or music at all, I really enjoyed just sitting behind it and making noises. So the piano really was the spark for me.
Making noises. It's funny you call it that. Because now it's beyond. It is not noise. It's absolutely beautiful. It's amazing. At what point did you decide, like, tell us your journey and how you moved, transitioned into being a musician on cruise ships?
Okay. Well, I can try and condense it a little bit. I started learning the piano as a kid and eventually I took a liking to it. So I went to college for it, ended up getting a bachelor's from Middle Tennessee State in jazz performance. Jazz is a very huge part of the musician I am. And this was the first job that came along after college. And that's pretty much the journey so far.
It's incredible. I've seen your post and oh my gosh, I can't wait to talk more about like some of the places. Actually, let's talk about it now. What has been some of your favorite places that you've actually been able to visit?
Most recently, we did a tour of Canada and the East Coast US during fall foliage. And it was some of the most beautiful scenery and weather that I've ever seen. Just a lot of colors in the leaves, particularly Bar Harbor, Maine, and Halifax, Canada. Just incredibly beautiful. And other than that, I was in Europe earlier this year doing the Mediterranean, the Baltic. So a couple highlights from there. The city of Barcelona is my favorite city in the world. It's really charming. It's beautiful. And then Iceland. Many people don't get to go there, but we got to see Iceland and it was very green and very rural. And yeah, so those are some of my favorite places I've been.
Do you have a spouse that does the music with you? Or are you doing this on your own? Because you said we.
I meant the collective of the ship. No,
I got you.
All by myself, which is the way to be when you're doing this sort of thing.
So do you end up like at the beginning of the year, do you know what your schedule is going to be throughout the entire year?
Or pretty much, because I sign contracts for a certain amount of months and then I can go online. What months am I on this ship? And I can look at the itinerary. So I know they have these itineraries planned out like a couple years in advance, at least.
Oh, wow. Incredible. Those are amazing places. Were you so excited when you found out like, hey, you got the job, you're going to Iceland, you're going to Spain?
Oh yeah. That's like a really thrilling feeling. Like it. Yeah. Yeah. To get some on my bucket list countries like Ireland and Scotland, even in the mix too, was incredible. But so, yeah, it's totally pure joy when you sign the contract.
Is there anything left on your bucket list? Somewhere where you want to go?
Particularly, I never got to see the Netherlands and I really want to see Alaska. And those are the two places left on the list. Of course, Asia is beautiful, but mainly Alaska and the Netherlands.
Wow, incredible, incredible. So you perform a lot of jazz. That's basically the style. Like I saw you performing Shallow.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I would say jazz is actually very little of what we do. The majority is pop music, especially for the crowd that I play for. They love the music of the 60s and the 70s, 50s through 70s, pretty much. So that's the majority of what I do.
Do you ever perform any of your original music?
Barely, yes. Actually, sometimes they'll ask for it. Well, basically, when we get to the end of the cruise and I'm pretty much out of songs, I'll ask them if they want to hear it. And, you know, I've got a couple that are really appropriate for the piano bar. So they tend to enjoy that.
Well, tell us, you do have a new release. Tell us about Feelings. What was your motivation behind it?
At the time, when I recorded this, it's been about a year now. I just wanted to get something out. At that point, the majority of people didn't even know I sang or write songs. So I just wanted to, for the sake of voicing my creativity, put something out. So that was the motivation, just to have something, to make a start.
Yeah, I love it. Just getting started. That's what it's all about. So I want to learn more about the cruise ship. It is so intriguing because you don't find a lot of people, like here in Texas, you've got a lot of touring musicians, but not so much cruise ship musicians. And then you're traveling and seeing amazing things. I saw your posts on Instagram and it's just incredible. You were actually, were you in Spain? Incredible, incredible. So How often are you performing on the cruise ship?
It's actually not a lot of work. And since I've become the piano bar entertainer on the ship, I work usually 3 or 4 hours a day. It's 3 or 4 sets a day for me. And the sets can start as early as 4, where I play classical and jazz, easy listening music for an event we have called Tea Time. And every day I play in a cocktail lounge for 1 hour before dinner. And that's more of a lively instrumental thing. And then I play again before our big theater show, which is a variety piano bar. And then the late night, which is a variety piano bar with some tribute sets thrown in.
So then you sing along to those as well as play?
Yeah, the last two I'll sing and the first two I won't.
So you do this every day?
Every day.
So how do you keep your vocals healthy and able to do this every day?
Well, I'm not so trained. What I do have is the knowledge of the theory behind it. And I know the notes of my vocal range. So every song that I sing, I make sure it's in a comfortable range. So I'm not actually screaming or straining my voice at all. Just trying to keep things comfortable.
Yeah. How often do you write? You've released your first EP. So have you had any opportunity to do more writing?
Plenty of opportunity. I consider my songwriting more of a hobby just because I know many songwriters who are great and they're creative and they can just spit out songs like nothing. And I don't have that ability. I would say I write a couple of songs every 2 or 3 months, but the inspiration has to be there. Something, you know, something that inspires me to write needs to be present. I can't just write.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I saw your pictures and it looks like there's a lot of inspiration going on. It's just.
Yeah. I just don't need all my music to be about beaches.
Hey, Kenny Chesney did that.
Yeah, Kenny Chesney too. Yeah,
he's got that vibe. Yeah. Then, do you get time off?
Oh, plenty of time off. So as early as I start, it's 4. Occasionally, I'll have a morning meeting, but usually, if I can get up early, like I did today, I can have 5 or 6 hours in a port and really make the most of it, exploring.
Yeah, incredible, incredible. So then. You're living on the cruise ship. So how does that work out? Are you like, where are you staying? Like, do you have to share a room with others or?
Yeah, well, luckily with this promotion, I no longer have a roommate. I do have a room to myself and I stay on deck 3 of our ship, which is right at the waterline.
Nice. That's amazing. And then you get to eat all the amazing food, right?
Pretty much. Yes, I do have some privileges to go upstairs for some things like the buffets and stuff. But mainly it's all downstairs, the stuff that they cook for the crew that I'm happy with.
Yeah. Hey, I love like anytime we've been on a cruise. I mean, it's incredible. Buffet, whatever. Everything's always just so incredible. So what cruise lines do you normally perform on? Like if somebody wants to catch you. Carnival or?
So I started on Norwegian, but there's a branch of Norwegian called Regent, which is a 6-star cruise line. And it's like basically really bougie and fancy. And I've come to really like the Regent guests, and it's a smaller ship, so I will probably be doing Regent for the rest of my time, however long that is.
That's fantastic. I guess here's a question, and I did have friends ask that. What on average is like the pay range for this type of job?
I don't want to necessarily mention what I make now, but I will tell you when I very first started, I was being paid $2,600 a month, plus room and board. Of course, the big part of the salary on the cruise ship is the room and board. The lower expenses goes really, really far.
Yeah. Well, and then also speaking of that, do you get motion sickness?
I'm lucky I don't. But I know people that get extremely motion sick, but they're still willing to do the job, like even some dancers and singers and stuff. But I don't.
Do they just like constantly are taking like Dramamine or whatever? Or how do they manage that? That's crazy. Because I even get motion sickness being in the middle of the ship, in the center, on the middle level.
That's no fair.
I know. I totally agree. Yes.
The ones that do get motion sick, they're just constantly doped up on Dramamine or the patches and stuff you can wear. There's some wristbands too now that help, whatever they can do. Because obviously the solution is not just to be sick all the time. It's no way to live.
Then do you have some, you said that you are single. So do you ever, I guess you meet a lot of people. Has there ever been like you've sparked a friendship where you've like stayed in contact?
Oh yeah, big time. It's a lot of lifelong friends. In fact, the drummer on both of my EPs was actually the boss on my second ship. And I only played with him for a month, but he made such an impact on me that I knew that he needed to be on all of my music. And so it's, yeah, easily staying in touch, making friends. It's, yeah.
Everywhere. Oh, that's incredible. So then whenever you do go off ship, do you go with some of the crew then? Do you hang out with any of the crew?
Not typically. I mean, that's a little bit of a pricey vacation. I mean, I'm trying to think if I met. No, I actually haven't hung out with them outside of the ship. But, you know, if we really wanted to, we could fly somewhere and meet up and hang out.
Well, I mean, while you're working, take the day off. Do you say, hey, guys, let's go?
Yeah. That happens a lot. Like even like a group of us. They were actually the shop people. We went to the beach the other day, and most of the time it actually surprisingly gets a little dangerous because sometimes everybody has different interests and it's best not to go as a group. Like if you have some beach people or you have some food people or some casino people, it's just, but every once in a while, I will go with a group.
If somebody was interested in doing it, what would you recommend they do to start out?
A couple of things. Actually, musicians aren't typically booked through the cruise line themselves, but through like a third-party agency. And there's plenty of them out there. So just find an agency. I'm through Suman Entertainment Group. Windish Music is another one I can think of. There's many. But the thing that I liked about the audition process is there's no preparation. When I auditioned for the ship, it was in 5 minutes, we're going to send you an email with a bunch of charts and a list of songs. And we want you to just be able to play it. So it's a little bit of sight reading, but a lot of song knowledge. So to somebody who would be interested in doing this, I would tell them start becoming at least familiar with every genre of music and work a little bit on your sight reading, both chords and music notation, because that's what it takes.
Excellent. So in this journey, what's been the most challenging for you?
Easily being away from home. I mean, it's really easy being here. I mean, this is a good life, but sometimes there's stuff you want to be home for. Like, it's even, you know what Whataburger is?
Of course. I'm in Texas. Yep.
They put out a chili cheeseburger, and they had to do that like a month after I left. And it's like, I won't get one. It's like things like that. You know, when Shiner puts out, I didn't get a Shiner Bach Oktoberfest before I left. And then obviously the family stuff, sometimes it's just stuff I really need to be home for. And it's just not really an option.
Are you going to be cruising during the holidays, during Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Yes. Yeah. But that's not so bad. I mean, it'll be a little sad, but they feed us and take real good care of us on the ship. I mean, I'm actually excited for the holidays on the ship.
I'm sure it's very magical. I'm guessing they probably have a Santa Claus.
I've been to Santa Claus on one ship before.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. What was a win that you were most happy about?
Well, okay. So this is going to sound totally loaded, like I was paid to say this. But when I made a deal with Publicity Nation and Heart Songs Music Group. As far as distribution, promotion, all the techie stuff, all that tricky stuff, I have no idea. I was really lost. And they make it so easy for me, and they make it look so easy on their part. So that was a huge win for me that they would take me on and help me out.
That's incredible. Well, you're absolutely amazing. I can't wait. You need to write some more songs. We want to hear more.
Well, there'll be more coming in December. We've got another EP that's going to drop at 6 songs. It's called Colorblind. And then after that, I'm thinking maybe a single sometime in the spring. We'll see.
That's awesome. Yep. You just jump in and do it. So if someone has a dream but hasn't started doing it, or they're having challenges, what would you say to them?
I would tell them to show themselves a little bit of grace. Take a little bit of time to get there. It doesn't need to happen today.
Beautiful, beautiful. What would you tell yourself if you could look back at your younger self?
Same thing. So, really, really overambitious. I took everything, especially in music, so seriously. It was horrible. It was a horrible way to be. And I just wish I would have relaxed a little bit more and enjoyed the journey of learning and growing a little more than making it seem like work. So I would definitely tell myself to also slow down and show myself a little bit of grace.
Well, now it seems like you have that. Do you feel like you have that now?
Oh, yeah. Big time. One of my favorite discoveries, it probably happened during college, is that music is actually fun. And, you know, if you make a mistake, it's kind of funny or hilarious. It's a joke. It doesn't have to be so serious.
What's been one of your favorite shows entertaining? Like, what did the people do, or crowd? How did you get them like interacting with you?
It happens in the piano bar. It's for me, it's all the stuff in between the music, like the banter, or sometimes when I don't know like the words of a song, I'll make up the verses on the spot and say some really dumb stuff. But mainly connecting with them on a personal level anytime. There hasn't been a particular instance, but it's just every day there's some people that really don't even care what I have to play, but they just enjoy each other's company, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So when you play, do you actually have sheet music that you're looking at, or you're
barely
just playing?
I have an iPad. It's a little bit of a crutch, but I'm still trying to learn some songs, so I can read it off the iPad, but I would say I play 75% of my music from memory.
Fantastic. What are you going to go see today?
Well, probably nothing. I'm probably just going to go eat and head back to the ship and take a nap, because that's always an option too.
Where can listeners find your music?
It's more platforms than I can remember. iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, Deezer, Amazon Music. There's a couple more. You can look on my website or on my socials and find a link to all of those.
Okay. But, yep. I'll put a link to your website in the show notes of this. Well, you have a wonderful day, and it's been such a pleasure having you here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Are you showing yourself a little grace? Send me a message. I'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to check out previous episodes, and please help share this podcast. I'd love you to help get this inspiration out into the world. I really appreciate you. And don't forget, I have a new membership page. I share inspiring messages every week. Just visit BonnieLang.com. Please subscribe to this podcast. And if you like what you're hearing, kindly give me a review in Apple Podcasts. I hope you have a wonderful day, sending you peace, love, happiness, and hugs.